Let's pray real quick. Lord, I thank you for your precious gift of life, Lord. I ask you prepare our hearts to hear your word, Lord, and continue to build a culture of life in Fairfield. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Start with some good news, right? Because it's a feast day, and I feel like anytime you're asked to speak about abortion, good news is always best to start with. Most of you probably know, probably all of you know, that as of last Tuesday, Birmingham Planned Parenthood is currently closed for business. You can clap for that. And really, clapping and thanking God is kind of all we can do, since we still don't have a lot of details about this closure, mostly because we aren't the ones who started it. I mean that in the sense that we didn't recently expose something that caused an investigation. We didn't push a press release or run a campaign that brought about a shutdown. We've been largely, just as a pro-life community, standing on the sidewalk, praying and waiting. And we're aware of a lawsuit that's pending, but that's really out of our hands, and in fact was brought on by a young woman that we didn't even really know about. And I don't say that to make it sound like we've just been staying around twiddling our thumbs, because we haven't. I say that to point out that there are things happening here in Birmingham that we, as active participants of the pro-life movement, have not exactly been aware of. And to me, that is so reassuring, because it shows the reach of our Lord. And it's funny, Father Don was just praying for me, and he prayed about the sort of meticulous plan of God and the definitive moment by moment from the foundations of the earth plan of God. And that's exactly what I was planning to talk about. So amen to that. I'll receive that word. So Monday morning, I just want to kind of tell you the story of last week. Monday morning, I was sitting on my porch reading the daily scriptures, which is kind of a whole new thing for me to sit on my porch in the morning in January, because it's cold. And but Claire and I, my wonderful neighbor Claire, we go jogging in the mornings now, most mornings. And so after the jog, we go out, and it's like, she took me like 19 degree weather. When we first started, I was like, 30 degrees is my limit, that's it. And I've been out there, it's been cold. And so afterwards, I'm all warmed up from my jog and like 10 layers of clothing that I have on. And so I keep telling myself it's like practice for DC. Because I don't know if you guys have been looking at the weather, but the morning of the March for Life, the projected high is 26 whole degrees. So that's exciting. So I was sitting out there reading my scriptures, and I get to the New Testament reading in Hebrews 1. And so I read these three verses. It's Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. Long ago, and at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. And that last part just like struck me, and I read it over and over and over again, contemplating this image of Jesus upholding the entire universe by the word of God's power. And in the Amplified, it reads, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. The whole universe, everything that we know to exist and more, by just the word of his power. And if he suddenly were to go silent, then the entire universe would just stop. And so then I read John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And when you're fighting abortion, you spend a lot of time dealing with darkness that does not comprehend the power of God. And you deal with it in all areas of life. But with abortion, it just feels like it's hitting you all the time, because abortion is so dark in contrast to the light of God. So I was looking at these scriptures and just really, truly considering the bigness of God's plan. And in the midst of that, God just put it on my heart to pray for the closing of Planned Parenthood. And so we pray all the time for the closing of every clinic, but my attention just really settled on this one. And that also didn't come from just nowhere. this was on Monday. So at that point, I didn't know that Planned Parenthood obviously was going to be closed temporarily. That happened on Tuesday. But I did know that the director had been escorted out just a few weeks prior, and that that they did not have an abortionist coming in to do abortions. And when they escorted the director out, they changed all the locks. So all of that was like floating around in my head somewhere. And it just came into focus and really came to the forefront of my mind. And just for a few minutes, just a little while, I just ardently prayed that God would close the doors of that Planned Parenthood and foil the plans of the enemy to reopen. Because the enemy always has a plan to reopen. And I wasn't even praying it as much as I was like proclaiming it. Like, do you know what I mean? When you're praying and like your spirit rises up and you just know that what you are saying is making a difference in the spiritual realm. And that is why God is having you say it. Like, that is how I felt. And it was just very intense. And I used to pray that exact same prayer in front of New Woman, All Woman. And I must have stood on that sidewalk 100 times and prayed that exact prayer for God to close the doors for good and to foil the plans of the enemy to reopen. And we all pray that. And I'm sure that you guys have. Everyone I know in the pro-life movement has probably prayed that prayer at some point or some form of it. And with New Woman, All Woman especially, we saw God answer that prayer again and again and again. And just so you know, an article came out last week about the Planned Parenthood closing. And the reporter, for whatever reason, actually went and got a quote from the lawyer that represented Bruce Norman, and he's the abortionist that opened last year as a doctor's office that was working for Diane. And so he got a quote from him, and the lawyer told Birmingham News this week, or this past week, that Bruce Norman has left Birmingham and that he has decided not to operate here anymore. Hallelujah. Yeah. That deserves a clap, an amen, and from Linda, a hallelujah. I knew I could depend on her. And that's also something that all of you have really been a part of. Like, you should really own that, because that's a work of God that he's let us be in on. So I leave my porch and I went about my day. I had my coffee, breakfast. I called Father Terry, make sure he was still kicking, have him yell at me for a little while, get the day started. But all day I just couldn't forget. It just kept ringing in my head. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. And I just carried on with this sort of renewed sense of God's meticulous, perfectly poised plan for all of existence. And another thing that God brought to my mind that morning was the Adopt-A-Day we did during 40 Days for Life. I went out there to pray, and I had Dominic and Victoria with me, and we went out to pray for a little bit, and Nicholas Beckham came, and he goes to Lamb of God, some of you may know him, and he's a lawyer, pro-life lawyer. He's helped us with a couple of cases. So he came out to pray with us, and he asked during the prayer time if he could share something that he felt God was speaking. So he talked about how he was staring at this sign that said Planned Parenthood, and he was thinking about the plans that Planned Parenthood has made, and how they're so big and they're so well-funded and so calculated, and they seem almost impenetrable, which is really very true when you're up against a Planned Parenthood. They have been around for a very long time and have very deep roots and a lot of political power and a lot of money, and when you're up against them, they can feel nearly unconquerable. But he went on to say that as he was thinking about that and considering it, that God reminded him of Psalm 33:10. Which is, the Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart throughout all generations. So we know that you can have all the money, influence, and political power that you want, but there is no plan of man that can outdo, outthink, or overcome the plans of God. Amen? So all that is in my head and my heart on Monday. And then fast forward to next Tuesday, and I get this call on Tuesday afternoon from one of our sidewalk counselors, and she tells me that Planned Parenthood has a sign on the door from Planned Parenthood Southeast, which means it's from corporate, and it says that they're temporarily closed. Totally unexpected. Totally wonderful, but not expected. Did we know that their business was going slow? Yes. But did we think they were going to close their doors? Absolutely not. In my experience, Planned Parenthood does not close its doors unless it is made to. So the big question last week was, who made Planned Parenthood close their doors? And I can narrow it down. ADPH hasn't been running across the parking lot to hold their doors closed. And we're not allowed to go on the property line. So I'm going to give it to the only person I know who has ever shut the door on death, And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Because you can't outgun God. You know, and as a feast day, there's a lot of battles that you face, but like today for the feast day, we're up here. We're doing good. So I really want to bring that word to you. Because we're standing, and some of you are sitting, in a city, well, all of you are sitting, I'm standing, you're sitting, but in a city where there's not one abortion clinic open. And that really is, as Father Carl said, that is a miracle. The darkness has been beaten back because in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And I do not know what is going on inside of Planned Parenthood, but I know that the enemy didn't see it coming, and I know that God is not done working. And that is the truth that we rely on as we carry on this fight throughout the year. And it was just so kind and so merciful for God to remind me of that truth. Because it's hard to keep fighting. It's really hard to get up every morning and know that your job for the day is to fight the culture of death. And any of you that live in Fairfield know that's a call that our church has. And so God gives us these glimpses of the true end of his victory to keep us going. And I want to share one more thing from this weekend. I went to Planned Parenthood Saturday morning before the march just to pray. And I just felt like I should go out there. And I was the only one out there. It was an empty sidewalk, very quiet, an empty parking lot. Amen. And I was just walking up and down praying. And I stopped and just stood still for a while. And I just asked God, I said, why am I here this morning? What is it that you want to show me? Because I felt like if I would sit still long enough, he had something to tell me. And he did. He answered. And he just said, take it back. Take it back. And I was staring at the building, and I thought about it, and there was just this further revelation of what God had been speaking to me all week that began to develop, that building before me, the brick, the foundation, the asphalt of the parking lot, all of that may belong to Planned Parenthood on paper, but it's built on top of the soil and earth that God created for good. And it's out of materials that he's allowed mankind to use. And so it hit me again. The reason that Jesus holds the universe is because it's his universe to hold. And we know that, but it just became very real to me that God created the whole world through his word. And we know from John 1 that his word is Jesus. And as I stood there taking all that in, I prayed, and I'm going to continue to pray, that he would take back the pieces of his earth, that he would tear down those walls and those foundations and build something new there that would proclaim the gospel of life and the glory of God's righteousness and the goodness of his plans. And that is my bold prayer for the year that I bring to you, to take it back, not just in Birmingham, not just the Planned Parenthood, but every foundation of every abortion clinic in every city of every state. That is my goal, to pray that every single day and to watch God get the glory throughout the whole year. And it's going to be a really good year. Tomorrow morning, we're going to take all these young people at 4 a.m. to the March for Life in D.C., and they're going to experience a whole new level of comprehension and compassion for the preborn. We're going to bring them back, and we're going to get them plugged in here. We're going to keep working to keep Planned Parenthood closed. We're going to work to move pro-life legislation through the next committee. We're going to do a symposium here in the fall. That's a Sidewalk Counselor National Symposium, and the guy that runs it wants to do it here in Birmingham. And so we're going to help plan it. That's going to be amazing. And then we're also going to do the convocation in the summer. And the whole point of that convocation is to equip and encourage our churches to effectively fight for life. And I'm really hoping that you guys go, because our church really does that well. Father Carl pointed that out. Our church really does that well. We fight very effectively. And to have you guys there to be able to share that with the other people who are going to come would be amazing. While we're at it, last year was good too. Last year, 87 abortion clinics closed in 1 year, and that's a record. And that's nearly averages to just about two clinics a week. And that's just because our God is big. He's just so big. And he really is the giver of life, and he upholds the universe by the power of his word. And when he asks us to go to battle, he does so knowing who the victor is. So I love what Father Carl said last week. He said he doesn't fight the way we fight, and he always wins. And that's something that's resounded through my head all week. He doesn't fight the way we fight, and he always wins, because that is God. That is a perfect description. And then on top of it, he gives us the same life, the same spirit, and the same power that he has through the Holy Spirit given to us through the sacrifice of his son. So I really simply invite you guys to enjoy the feast day. and to really celebrate our Lord and Giver of life, because I can stand here and tell you that He is winning the battle, and He's really letting us be a part of it all throughout the year. Amen?
Amen.
Happy feast day, and God bless you guys.